If there had been a nuclear war, the effect on Britain and the British people would obviously have been horrendous. As government records held in the National Archives have been released, historians have built a comprehensive picture of how governments would have managed the transition to war and what provisions would or would not have been put in place to protect the population. The Americans tested the first thermonuclear weapon, or hydrogen bomb, in 1952. 2 years later, the British began development of an H-bomb programme themselves. A group of officials in Whitehall, under Sir William Strath, in 1955 produced the first report into the effects of the thermonuclear age. This report revealed that it would only take 10 H-bombs, with a yield of about 10 megatons each, to destroy the United Kingdom. In an H-bomb attack, 12 million people would be killed, and 4 million more would be seriously injured or disabled. The dangers of radioactive fallout were thought to pose problems of a revolutionary character. Later on, officials calculated the destruction it would require to reach breakdown, defined as the point at which survivors would be so traumatised that they could not carry on any normal activity. In a thermonuclear war, breakdown would easily be reached. Strath recommended that the government build shelters to house ordinary people, and suggested huge evacuation policies to move people out of target areas in the run-up to any war. The government, however, did not pursue these recommendations. The cost of building shelters was too high, and the risks of unnecessarily alarming the population too great. Instead, the government would secure its citizens through deterrence, building Britain's nuclear weapon in order to prevent war. If there had been a nuclear war, plans were to transfer members of central government to a bunker under the Cotswold Hills and to establish 11 regional seats of government. These regional centres would have been granted absolute powers over remaining resources and over life and death.